BlakeRadio.com.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
And you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect. And damn proud of it.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What hurts most are my feelings. You cussed at me. You verbally abused me. Whatever shall I do?
And the indie scene.
I'm Al Silk.
I'm Roddy Piper.
This is Awesome Kong.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults. Obviously, I am the only adult here.
Spud.
Asshole.
Yes, I am.
Mace. And the Omega.
You do my bidding, or taste my wrath.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
Funk is on a roll. Funk is on a roll.
Hey, 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 yo. Can somebody call my mama? It's about to get funky up in here.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Nobody call my mama. I don't want her knowing I'm doing this show tonight. This is the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, the Omega. And as always, as usual,
when did Flash Funkery debut?
Flash has let himself go, hasn't he?
Right? I believe we've coined him the hip-hop-opotamus.
Hip-hop-opotamus? I do like that.
Or the rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros. Ooh. We're going to have a poll tonight in the chat room for that one, Spug.
I didn't come up with those. I stole those.
I don't care. We're going to have to come up with a poll and see which one fits better. But, hey, Flash Funk, looking like he's suffering from that skin disease.
I personally like Elefunk.
Elefunk? I like that one, too.
Elefunk is good. Okay.
I like Elefunk.
Okay, so the one coming up with the animal jokes is Spug.
I will say I stole Hip Hop Eponymous and Rhinoceros from Flight of the Conchords.
Well, you're man enough to admit it.
And the one far funnier than I.
And the one who never admits where he steals his jokes from, Tim Stein.
Well, yeah, you guys claim that I have the world's worst fucking jokes. Do you think anybody else wants to take credit for those things?
Dude, if your jokes are that bad, I hate to see who came up with the originals.
There you go. Bada bing. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. The only place I know of where the phrase, please don't be an asshole, really is a waste of breath. Just saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, why did you feel the need to say that?
Because there's a couple of people who are listening right now that don't realize that.
Can we, like, go 1 week without making this personal with somebody? For fuck's sakes. I'm just going to say.
I wasn't making anything personal with anybody.
You know what? I'm going to say it out loud. Not really.
Oh, boy.
Okay, what Lita joke did we miss last night?
Oh. I don't know. I can't remember it verbatim. But, like, Mace had a Lita joke last night that would have made Omega proud. It was good. Like, it was good.
Okay.
This is what I get from missing out on those nights.
Yeah, we were watching the UFC pay-per-view last night. And I made some comment about a blowjob or something. And Mace chimed, like it was, like, real, like, bam. I said it, and he was right there. It was awesome. I really cannot repeat it because I don't remember it, but it was phenomenal. If only Rock were recording that, it would have been great.
Something actually taking place that Rock didn't record? What the fuck?
We'd never record the bullshit sessions on UFC nights. Because it's usually me, Rock, Wojcik, and Mace.
Uh-huh.
Omega's too busy to join in because we don't give him a press release. Yeah. Or announce on Facebook or Twitter.
There are times when you guys start talking that should be recorded just for, you know, blackmail purposes, if nothing else.
Dude, there's nothing that I say off the air that I wouldn't say on the air.
Oh, I wasn't talking about blackmailing you. I'm targeting Wojcik, man.
Well, we got Wojcik to admit on the air recorded that he wears the panties in his family.
Yeah, and also that Snatch is awesome.
Snatch is awesome. I finally watched that movie the other day. It's not bad.
Well, at least he admitted it. That's all I can say.
Now, knowing Spug, though, I question what movie had that particular title.
Brad Pitt. Jason Statham, the British one.
I was going to say, it wasn't like Snatch Volume 23 or anything.
No. It wasn't Spug's personal porn collection.
Which I deleted, by the way.
Wow.
54 gigs gone.
That wasn't at the behest of your wife, we know that much.
No, it wasn't.
Now, I'm just getting an image in my mind right now at Spug's house. You delete all of this porn and your wife freaks out. What the fuck are you doing?
No, she's got her own.
Well, okay.
We have our own computers.
Just saying. That's all. So why did you delete 54 gigs of porn?
Because it was slowing down my computer.
You're not supposed to download the viruses with it.
No, I torrented it. I torrented it, scanned it. There were no, I didn't have any viruses, but I just.
He just can't get any work done in between bouts of furious masturbating.
Do you know how am I supposed to play World of Warcraft with all that porn? I mean, really?
Okay, and you figured it was the porn slowing your computer down. Alrighty then.
I'm more inclined to believe Omega. How am I supposed to play World of Warcraft with all the porn? I can't watch
one-handed.
Yeah, it's impossible. So,
hey, I've seen some trackball mouses with a lot of damn buttons on them. You could figure out something.
I have two, and there's an optical mouse out now that's the same way. And I've thought about it, and honestly, I would be a superior gaming nerd if I bought that. Like, you don't buy that mouse unless you're the guy from the South Park episode of World of Warcraft.
South Park episode now, of World of Warcraft.
There is a way of going beyond.
Omega knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. There is a way of going beyond the man who has no life. And
right.
I have actually seen someone hack their Wii motion, you know, like their Wii balance board to play World of Warcraft on.
Wow. And I thought I was nerdy.
Well, you are, but that's like to the nth degree.
That's awful.
That's terrible. Holy cow. Oh, Spug, I know that Mace isn't around to hear this.
I heard last night. He told me last night.
We got the chant. The only problem is we cannot play the clip because my computer is acting up, and every time that I call it up on the video editor, it totally locks up my computer completely for some reason. I don't know what's going on right now. So I'm going to have to figure that out pretty fucking quick.
Here's what I have to wonder about that, though.
What?
Did he react?
He gave somebody a dirty look. That's all I'll say.
You don't understand how happy that makes me.
Well, hey, you know what? We got two more shows coming up in February. We're looking at actually moving our hall show. And February 20-something or other, what is it, 26th? Saturday, February the 25th.
So did he get his ass kicked and his fans bring the weapons match?
Keishi Matsunaga got the victory. However, he got the victory with a little bit of help from a Boston cream pie.
That's fine. I just want to know if Styles is going to show his face around here tonight.
Wait. What was Bugs Bunny in the audience?
Well, no. He got pie-faced by the general manager, Vinny Fever. Is what happened was a hardcore match. Red fans bring the weapons, okay, Omega? So
okay, and after the pinfall, did someone go?
No. Let me finish.
All, folks?
No. Let me finish.
That'd be Porky Pig, dumbass.
Yeah, you finished every Looney Tunes cartoon that way.
Yeah, there you go. No. Let me finish here. Okay. In the middle of the match, the referee got crashed into, legit hurt, we're talking. I threw the X up into the air and everybody scrambled to help him to the back room because he's got some kind of hairline crack in his collarbone or clavicle or something like that. Really buggered up, the ref. And no, it's not Jimmy Cash who's listening.
Damn it!
It's the other ref, who's only known as the ref. But anyway, he got slammed in the
retard is only known as the ref.
This
there
guy.
There was a Dennis Leary.
That's some original gimmick there.
Yeah, there you go. No, he's just the ref. Anyway, yeah, so he got smucked right into the corner, of the turnbuckle. And I guess it caused no small amount of pain. He was having the world's hardest time breathing. For the longest time. But people were bringing in stuff like canoes. There was, not canoes, paddles. There was a guitar.
All right, I have to say this. The moment I see a guitar at a fans bring the weapons match, I'm not using it. Or I'm powerbombing somebody onto it. Because it's not the same type of guitar you want to crack somebody over the head with.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, aside from being actual wood, it's also not filled with baby powder.
Did we not learn anything from Jake the Snake Roberts and Honky Tonk Man?
Well, it was gimmick, but anyway. But where was I? Oh yeah, so he got knocked out. Then Jimmy Cash got called in, and he got temporarily. Let's see, what's a good word for it, Jimmy? I know you're in the chat room.
Ref bump.
No, I took a chair shot to the head. Basically, and it was, yeah, you know, the standard rev bump. It wasn't a hard enough chair shot as it should have been, in my opinion, but it was hard enough to work, got him knocked out. So general manager, Vinny Fever, he comes racing around the bar to keep an eye on things, and Styles is pulling out all of the stops and just going to town on Keishi Matsunaga. And one thing led to another. I wasn't really 100% clear
somebody
on it.
He should have brought a bag of rice so Matsunaga could have hit Styles over the head with it.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit much to clean up at the bar. Anyway.
Hey, I'm just saying. That's what the guy had been calling him in all of his promos.
Anyway, Vinny Fever is in the ring. What
I'm trying to tell you is we don't need a play-by-play of the fucking match.
I'm not giving you a play-by-play. I'm telling you how the pie came into effect. Vinny Fever's in the ring. Styles is like, what the fuck are you doing? Yada, yada, yada. This hardcore match. Then grabs him by the shoulder to spin him around. Vinny had this Boston cream pie. Got it from a member of the audience who actually brought a pie to the bar. Vinny grabbed the pie, turned around, boom! Right into Styles' face.
So from what I've gathered, your audience consists of Bugs Bunny and El Cabong.
Something like that, yeah. Well, they, you know, it's a bar. They were drinking, so.
It's all right. Rock, do you still happen to have the link from last night from the Bouncing Soul song?
A link to a Bouncing Soul song? What?
Mace.
We're playing it later, Spock.
Are we playing it later?
Because yeah.
Mace and I have found our entrance music.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Oh, God.
We're playing it later on the show.
Are we?
Omega? Hey. Omega? You're not planning on managing these guys, are you?
God, no.
Okay. I think Cowboy Check and Jersey Girl are thinking about coming out here to manage them.
We're dragging Rock with us.
Yeah, but what the fuck is he gonna do?
Get us out of jail?
I'm sure he's
Rock's
happy to hear that
bail
now.
Money.
Oh, they.
Because I'm sure if we brought Omega with us, he'd end up in jail with us.
Omega,
that's a lot to presume.
Well, it's Spug making the presumption. What do you expect? Right? 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 Am I right? I'm right.
No. Here's why he would end up in jail with us. By no fault of his own. Mason and I would keep talking and somehow get Omega roped into it, and they would just arrest him on principle. And Omega cannot disagree with this because he knows it to be true.
God.
Omega's rebuttal? There isn't one.
See?
Officer, I've never seen this man before in my life.
Yeah, just do yourself a favor. Hey, don't touch me. I'm an American. Never say shit like that in Canada.
Oh, hell no.
He would start to say, officer, I've never seen these two gentlemen before in my life, and be like, you lie! You were taking the dollar bills off the stripper, too! And then the cuffs would be on. Oh, Mason and I would just make up insane shit to get him arrested. Just because
I believe.
It's funny.
That I would believe.
Did you see him chasing that sheep? Dude! I've never seen a white boy run that fast.
Hey, what about you? I told you she was only 15.
Oh!
Only 15.
Can you add another year onto it? It's legal at that point, I think.
Depends on where you are.
Well, if you're in Japan, yeah, 15's okay.
Dude, yeah, in some 13's places... okay in Japan. Have you seen their hentai porn? There's no way those girls are over the age of 12.
You and your hentai porn. I thought you got rid of that shit. Apparently not.
I did. Do you not understand the horrors that are hentai porn? Octopus and tentacles.
No, I've seen the samples of Japanese freaky shit. And no, that's fine. I don't need to spend any time on it. I really don't.
Oh, God.
Seriously, do not. Everybody listen to Russ Talk Radio. Eventually, we will be talking about wrestling, but just to pump out the telephone number, you can call in tonight, talk about any goddamn thing you want.
If the hippopotamus was a porn monster in a hentai porn, do you think he'd have tentacles? And would they also do the funk?
The phone number to call in is 267-297-1397, or if you've got Skype, just Skype Sir Rockin'. Call in, talk about any goddamn thing you want, even if it's wrestling.
We don't talk about wrestling on this show.
Well, eventually we'll say something about the Horseman getting inducted into the Hall of Fame.
No, we won't.
Sure we will.
No, we won't.
Hey,
no.
The four Horsemen are getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. We just said something about it.
That means we still have to talk about Edge, who I think is undeserving of getting in.
Well, here's something right there, okay? He's 12-time world champion or something like that?
Which is inflated.
Well,
split between two championships.
John Cena is like an 11-time world champion. Like, yeah. Okay, I will say this. Jerry Lawler has held 28 separate championships. Rick
dude
Flair.
Lawler's held over 200 in his career.
Well, 28 major championships.
USWA world title.
Yeah, 28 major championships, including the USWA world title. Ric Flair has held 16 major championships over the length of his career. Those are numbers deserving of the Hall of Fame.
So is Edge a Hall of Famer? Now, just answer the question yes or no. Is he an eventual Hall of Famer?
An eventual Hall of Famer, yes. Right
okay,
now,
so it's no. too soon right now in your opinion.
Yes.
Omega?
Okay, let's put this into perspective. Okay, yes. Edge had to retire before his time. Understood. Someone died last year. It's a little bit of a priority.
Well, alright. Let me say this. Everybody this week has ripped me apart for my Edge isn't a Hall of Famer take, and I will tell you why he's not a Hall of Famer. Part of it has to do with the number of his championships being inflated. Two, he didn't do anything that was transcendent of wrestling. If you look at any time, like, without him fucking Lita, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Well, he did help revolutionize the tables, ladders, and chairs matches along with the Hardy Boys. Dude, I mean, that is one thing.
No, because WWE stole that idea from an independent promotion out of Texas. There was a promotion in Texas doing tables, ladders, and chairs matches back before WrestleMania 17. Back before the SummerSlam. That's not a new and revolutionary idea from WWE and from Edge. There were guys doing that before that.
See, I don't think you can. I think it's easy to make the argument that Edge is a Hall of Famer eventually.
That's
however,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, however, because his retirement is still so fresh. I mean, I know they want to strike while the iron's hot type thing. They want to keep him involved. They want him at WrestleMania one last time, etc., that kind of thing. At the same time, he doesn't have that air of legacy around him yet. You know, he doesn't, you know, we haven't had long enough to miss him to have this aura of legend to him. You know, he's definitely deserving, but not now.
I personally think it's too easy. You know, we've got a guy that's missing and will probably be missing till the spring. I think he's falling asleep at his keyboard at work right now. But he actually has a pre-recorded a comment about this. Rock?
The WWE Hall of Fame announcements have come out once again. We've got Edge and the Horsemen going in. I'll quickly cover the Horsemen, if anybody really gives a flying fuck about what I gotta say. I'm sure Spug will come in with a smart-ass comment at some point to try and cut me off, even though this is fucking recorded. So Spug, here's your little cut-off point.
That's what you have to say, Mace.
Now shut the fuck up. I'm only kidding, man. Horsemen... going in, absolutely love the idea. I agree with Spug. Why the fuck is Ollie not in part of it? You know, he's one of the original founding Horsemen members. Why is he not there? Flair, if he's going to be there, good. If he's not, then why the fuck are you putting the Horsemen in? Seriously, that's bullshit. If you're putting the Horsemen in without Flair, you might as well have just turned around and gone, you know what, have Vince McMahon come out and go, Ric Flair, fuck you, and take the fucking induction away from everybody else who will be there. I'm wondering about the other Horsemen. I'm wondering if they at least get acknowledgements. Sid, Mongo, Jarrett, Benoit, Luger, Malenko. I'm probably forgetting a few as well, but, you know, the Horsemen hasn't just been four guys. It's been some of the best wrestlers in the world. And yes, I will say this, Benoit, great wrestler, horrible way to end his life, human being at the end of his life, fuck him, but as a wrestler, he was fucking brilliant. But I digress. I want to know why everybody else isn't going in, why it seems to be this select group of these four particular guys, whether it's contractual, whether it's Vince being a dick, or what the fuck's going on.
The other half
of this is Edge going in. I agree with just about everybody else's opinion. He's going in too early. This seems like it's because there's no chance of WrestleMania being at Toronto next year. From what I've been reading, there's no chance at Texas next year either, which is quite interesting. Personally, I think this is wasting a spot. You know, this is a spot that could have been occupied by one of a million other people. We've talked about this on and off the show, week after week, that there are so many guys deserving of the spot. Edge, not one of them in my opinion. This is supposed to be one of these things of guys that are going to be remembered forever. These guys that have ingrained their place in our hearts. Yes, Edge is a great wrestler. He's done great things. But will he be remembered in 5 years? No. Not at all. He's going to be remembered as one of these generic 90s guys that never really amounted to anything. Yeah, he wins the title a few times, he's got great tag title run, blah blah blah. But, yeah, nothing really outstanding about him. Like, if he had been able to stick around for a few more years, I reckon Edge was just on the cusp of really becoming something great, and then his neck injury, of course, forcing him out. I did my Hall of Fame, please feel free to rebuttal and make fun of me as you wish, you goddamn motherfuckers.
That couldn't have worked out better if it was planned.
It wasn't planned.
My God, you would never know it wasn't, like, planned out ahead of time. That was just too perfect. He knows you too fucking well. That's all.
That's why Mace is one of my best friends.
My God, that's scary.
He's half a world away and literally one of my best friends.
No, that's literally just scary.
The other one doesn't talk to me without a press release.
So there. So I guess you must be feeling somewhat surprised he's here then, because we didn't give him a press release.
He's contractually obligated for at least 5 appearances a year.
Okay, there you go. So as far as Edge, like, going in there, I think personally that he's getting put in there precisely because of his neck problems and the fact he's marquee enough, most recently marquee enough, that it'll be it'll be a pop for the Edge heads.
Name the last memorable match he was in.
Edge versus Chris Jericho last year.
Really?
You don't think so?
I don't even remember that happening until you just said it.
That's probably like 2 years ago at WrestleMania at this point.
Was that 2 years ago?
2010.
Yeah.
I thought that was last year.
No, last year's WrestleMania was Alberto Del Rio.
Okay, yep. Well, there you go. I mean, yeah.
I will say it might be, depending on who's inducting him, which I know his choice is Christian, but depending on who inducts him, this could be worth it. Like, you know, if they go up and put Lita on that stage to induct him into the Hall of Fame, yeah. You know,
Matt
Hardy.
Yeah. Well, you think of it. If Lita's the one up there at the stage, you know, that's a raised stage and there's a crowd right below it. You know, WWE loves to say what their tweets are worldwide. You imagine the Twitter topics that were coming up. You know, okay, hashtag Lita, hashtag upskirt, hashtag looks like a hippo yawning.
And Omega scores his first 3-pointer from the circle.
I'm gonna use that later.
Now trending on Twitter, looks like a hippo.
Hashtag looks like a hippo yawning.
Yawning hippo, there it is. Oh my God. Yeah, Mace brought up the Four Horsemen. Why aren't the other guys being acknowledged? Well, aren't these four going in the original four?
No.
No?
No. Oli, okay. Arn, JJ, Rick, and Tully are the originals.
Okay, so why is it these four specifically going in?
Because Oli and Vince hate each other.
Yep, something Oli was all too verbal about.
Yeah, Oli and told Vince to go fuck himself years ago, and Vince...
A lot of people just go fuck himself, so, I don't know. Well, that could be, that could be a very salient point on your part. Would there be any other reason? But he can think of one.
God damn it.
Nobody can think of any other reasons. So.
What was your question?
Wait a minute. Let me read this thing now. From all, okay, first the rant was over. Well, what did he say next? Lita upskirt looks like a... Okay. <shit. clears
throat> Okay, what was your question now?
I forget.
Apparently we didn't have an answer to it, so...
Yeah, could there be any other reason why it's just these four guys and not any of the rest of them?
Well, can you name me one other horseman that's deserving to go in?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say because you've already got a lot of the former horsemen who are in there, and then you've got a lot who are pretty much just filling space. I mean, okay, fine, Sid was in the horsemen, but, you know...
Sid's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No, he was the space filler.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, if you look at the list of horsemen that were in there, like, Sting doesn't need to go into the Hall of Fame as a horseman. Sting's a Hall of Famer on his own.
Oh, yeah. As soon as his TNA contract is up, he's going to be in Hall of Fame the next year. As soon as it comes up.
Right. Lex Luger. I would argue that Luger is a Hall of Famer on his own. Kurt Hennig. Was a horseman for a brief minute. He's a Hall of Famer. He's already in. Dean Malenko, as great as he was, Dean Malenko isn't a Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
Not on his own, no. You know, one horseman who does, who probably, you know, just based on his history in the squared circle, would deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, that will never, ever even be mentioned, never mind make it to the Hall of Fame on his own or as a member of the Horsemen.
Benoit?
Yep.
See, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
I would like to know how many people agree with you and how many people think that his career, just his career, was a Hall of Fame career. That would be an interesting poll.
You know what? I'm agreeing with Spug on that.
Yeah.
Let's put out the final. Yeah, let's ignore the final week of his career. Yeah, or the final week of his life.
His life.
Yeah, let's ignore that. The guy, you know, it almost falls in the same boat as Edge, where he's a fantastic wrestler, but he was never
memorable.
Yeah, he wasn't memorable. He wasn't good on the mic, so you really never had any insight to him as a character. He was really just a guy that was extremely good at going out there and working a hell of a match. But beyond that, he didn't have much character to him. There wasn't much depth to Chris Benoit.
He had amazing technical matches. Amazing technical matches.
Yeah, amazing. He had great technical worker. But he didn't have, you know, you were talking about wrestlers who transcend the business, who elevate and evolve the business. And I never really saw that out of Benoit. I mean, I love the hell out of his matches, but he just didn't have anything, you know, he didn't have anything momentous.
Right.
Let me ask you guys, what do you think about Owen Hart going into the Hall of Fame?
See, that's another one I don't think should be in.
Based on your criteria as far as Benoit goes, yeah, that would follow, follow pattern. Go ahead.
I mean this respectfully, Tim. I know you're close to the Hart family. I mean this respectfully, okay? Name me something that Owen Hart did other than untimely pass away in a wrestling ring that transcended the wrestling business.
Well, a question like that is
It's not a loaded question.
It's not a loaded question at all, but it's not one that should be asked of me because, you know, I look at the careers of these guys and because of Stampede Wrestling and everything, I've seen what they've done away from WWE. Right?
Okay, but we're not judging them on Stampede. We're not judging them.
No, I know that. I know that.
On
I know
their
that.
Indie career.
And this is why it's not a fair question to ask me. Because there's that bias there, because I have seen that, and, it's a difficult thing. You understand what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to duck, right? But you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I do, but you get what I'm saying. Right?
I'm not disagreeing at all. But
Owen had great matches with Brett. He was a really good heel. He's a legend in the business. And I got lambasted over this, too. I got lambasted for saying that Owen Hart didn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. But, in my opinion, if I'm looking at the Mount Rushmore of wrestling, which is what the Hall of Fame is, right? Of course, there's more heads on there than there is on the real Mount Rushmore. But yeah, you've got guys like Rowdy Piper, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Jimmy Snuka, Iron Sheik, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin. These are names that are in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You walk up to any casual wrestling fan, the one that only knows the big names, and you mention those names, they know each and every one of them, and I guarantee you they could pick them out of a lineup. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You show them their picture, I bet you they can name them. You walk up to somebody with Owen Hart's picture, they can't do that.
No, that's not true, and I'll tell you why that's not true. It's not true because of all the publicity and the press that occurred because of how he died. Now, here's the thing. Owen Hart, some people are going to raise their eyebrow when I say this. Owen Hart was twice the wrestler that his brother Brett was.
I'll agree with you on that.
Okay, he was absolutely phenomenal. The problem is...
He was more entertaining, too.
Yeah, a lot more entertaining. He was just as bad on the mic as Brett, but that's a different story.
problem here, he didn't get a chance to do anything before his, you know, before his death. He wasn't given that opportunity to do things like Bret did, or, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, or Shawn Michaels, or all those other, you know, lofty, hefty names. He was not a business changer for WWE, at least.
And I don't think he would have been. And here's the thing though, Tim, like,
give anybody the right gimmick and they can be a changer of, in the business.
I disagree with that. Have you watched the new Stone Cold DVD?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it.
All right. They're talking about when Stone Cold is in the WWE and he's coming as the ringmaster, right?
Yeah.
And then for a period of time, he was just Steve Austin, or the ringmaster Steve Austin, when he was with Ted DiBiase and he had the million dollar belt.
Yep.
And they're getting ready to send him off on his own. And they sent him a list of about 200 names having to do anything with ice and cold, right?
Yeah.
And one of them was the Iceman. One of them was Fritz von Fries or something like that. If he's named that, all right, I'm going to take Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? Just listen to me.
I'm listening.
If he's got the same gimmick, you know, beer swilling, ass kicking guy, the same gimmick, but he's known as Ice Dagger or Jack McFreeze, he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, I'd be laughing at the name. I couldn't take the name seriously. It's because of his wife that he got the moniker, and he made the gimmick work.
But that's the thing, is he made that gimmick. That gimmick was his. He said, I want to do this gimmick. And he made Owen Hart, on the other hand. He had the King of Hearts gimmick. He had the
Black Survivor.
He had the Soul Survivor and the Black. He had all those gimmicks. And he made them work to the best of his ability.
And they were all given to him. He didn't come up with them.
But he made them work to the best of his ability. I still don't think, looking at his entire history in his career, if he was given an opportunity where Vince said, come up with something on your own and do it by yourself, that he could have made it transcend a bit. I think he'd have been on that same level. And to be honest to me, after watching several Owen Hart documentaries, I don't think Owen loved the business as much as people think he did.
Well, there's the thing right there, and back when I was a column writer, I wrote a column about that. Owen was basically drafted into it. He wanted to be
a gym teacher.
Yeah, he wanted to do that. And the only reason why he was in the WWF at the time, when Bret got moved over to WCW, was the simple fact that he and Martha had just built this rather pricey house out in Calgary here, and they had to pay for it somehow. And he was planning on retiring, at least at that point in time. As soon as his contract was up, he was done. He was moving back to Calgary. He was going to be a phys ed teacher at a high school and be done with it. And, you know, based on the fact that he was a better wrestler than Bret, I don't think that's enough to put him in the Hall of Fame either. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, put Owen in. I would, personally, you know, if it happened, I'd love it. That'd be great. And, you know, like, good on you, posthumously, but let's face facts. He's gonna get nominated and put in the Hall of Fame. It's never gonna happen because of Martha, but he's getting, put in the Hall of Fame posthumously because he died in the ring. Not because of anything he did. And, at this point in time, you know, there are a couple of people that have been put into the Hall of Fame just because they died.
I think Eddie got put in too soon because he passed away, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, they should have waited a couple of years for Eddie.
Go ahead,
Omega.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is the reason Eddie gets put in is the same reason that Edge is getting put in right now, is because the iron's hot and WWE sees dollar signs, which is the last reason they should be putting anyone into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
Michael,
well,
let me ask you this. Hold on. Mm-hmm. If John Cena dies tomorrow, and God forbid anything horrible would ever happen to him, because I'm not wishing death on anybody.
Unlike most of the IWC, but yeah, go ahead.
Yes, if John Cena untimely passes away tomorrow, does he go to the Hall of Fame this year?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? They would fast track that so quickly, make your head spin.
But my point is, like, John, and that's the thing. John Cena, to me, is deserving to be in the Hall of Fame. Because, and I'll tell you this, I'll tell you why, in my opinion, his work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He's the most requested athlete. Not Derek Jeter, not Aaron Rodgers, nobody from hockey. A professional wrestler is the most requested athlete from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's transcending the business.
Yeah, well, I'm not disagreeing with you at all, but still, say he were to retire tomorrow and never wrestle again, I wouldn't want to see him at this year's induction. That wasn't a dig. He just couldn't think of anybody.
Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Alexander Ovechkin,
Jerome McGinley, Theron Fleury.
I was just going there. Yeah. Yep. You know, Mario Lemieux, Wayne Gretzky.
I just wanted to see if he had it in him.
Yeah, there you go.
I watched the Penguins on Friday night, bitch.
There you go.
But honestly, like, if he were to retire tomorrow, no, I think he goes in, you know, next year. But if he passed away tomorrow, he goes in this year. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, I don't disagree with you at all. Phantom 1567 in the chat room says don't induct Cena until he retires for good. I agree with that one. Let him retire and then make him wait a year.
Oh yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's yeah.
They're real not quick, wait, I a just, year.
They've got to get the Poffel family to agree to put Randy Savage in first.
The only one that's a holdout I've heard is Lanny. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, well, Lanny's holding it up now.
Well, this is not the first time that something like this has happened in a different Hall of Fame. It was Randy himself that insisted the entire Poffel family get inducted. I think that was the AWA or NWA or something like that that I was
reading. But Angelo's already in.
Yeah.
Angelo's already in, and Lanny Poffo isn't a Hall of Famer.
No, yeah. And that's just the thing, right? So,
and
that is probably what's going to happen with that one.
We were talking about this the other night. We were talking about this the other night that there needs to be a set of criteria to get into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was like, you can't put a number of championships on it. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. But I think you can put objective criteria that you can hold a career up to and say, he did this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
He's worthy to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, because it's a matter of perspective here. I mean, last year we inducted Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You know, and that's certainly not because of how many championships he held.
Right.
You know, that's the reason the Poffo thing doesn't work, because, you know, you got Lanny there who is famous for being Randy's brother, and that's it.
And reading poetry. So, but apparently Ric Flair is going to be at the induction ceremonies as a member of the Four Horsemen. Rock, we got a clip.
Nate, the world has to know, WrestleMania weekend, Miami, Florida, Four Horsemen going in the Hall of Fame. What will your participation be, sir?
I'll be there.
You're going to be there on stage?
On stage, brother.
With your boys.
And at the event.
It's going to be great. Did Vince actually call you before the announcement on Monday?
That would be for me to know and for you to try and figure out.
Thank you, champ.
It's for me to know and for you to try to figure it out. Of course Vince called him. Jesus Christ. But not until after Triple H called and broke the news to him.
You know, Triple H pushed for the whole Four Horsemen to get in.
I wouldn't be surprised if that turned out to be true.
I
would not be surprised.
Here's the thing: I think if you look at the WWE as a whole right now, you can see you can see Triple H's footprint on it already.
Well, 13-time world champion Triple H broke the news to Ric Flair prior to the announcement on Monday Night Raw. Flair was at the TNA tapings in Orlando when the call was made and said, "It's amazing, it's very cool." The whole TNA crew was watching the vignette, and Flair started crying when they aired it.
What amuses me about that statement is that means that nobody in the TNA crew was actually watching what the fuck they were doing.
Well, is that a surprise to you? It's
Dude,
TNA.
Dude, have you watched what TNA's done lately? Would you be a member of the crew and watch it? I wouldn't.
I'm just amused that even the people in TNA aren't watching TNA.
I think Bischoff and Hogan and them should take it as a fucking hint by now.
They're talking about Foley in the chat room. Is Mick Foley a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
When does he go in?
He's one of the few names left that really does need his own time.
Yeah.
He could be the main inductee 1 year.
Right. And you were asking about who could induct Edge this year, and you said Christian Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Foley could induct Edge, and I'll tell you why. Edge's best feud, and I know he had feuds with the Hardys and the Dudleys and Matt Hardy and John Cena. Edge's best feud, his best mic work, his best in-ring work, his best psychology came with Foley.
He just has so much history with Christian, though.
I know, and I'm not saying that Christian doesn't fit, but what I'm saying is my choice, the one
or a potential candidate.
Would be Foley.
Well, why don't you have Christian and Foley both induct them?
Christian's going to do it because he's Edge's best friend.
And has been since they were 14, yeah.
Yes, and I find nothing wrong with that. I don't. But if you're looking at it from a purely professional standpoint, he never really feuded with Christian. He didn't really, and Edge's best professional moments came from that feud with Foley.
Mm-hmm. Phantom in the chat room says, have Matt Hardy do it. Yeah, that'll happen.
We already made that joke.
Yeah, we made the joke. That'll happen the day after Monkey's Spug's ass.
Yeah, that's if, Matt Hardy doesn't get pulled over for a DUI on the way.
Well, he couldn't make it up to Connecticut anyway because of his probation. Or his, whatever. Conditions
of his parole. Matt, could you get off the stage? Your anklet's beeping.
I saw some tweet that he put out that some singer was retweeting him and talking about how much she loved the Hardy Boys, and then I had to like stop and laugh and realize that she was just as fucked up as Matt Hardy, so it was okay.
There you go. That's all that matters. Well, that being
Rock
said.
Says, Rock says 2014 Foley goes into the Hall of Fame.
For Foley. No, he'll go in next year. You watch.
Oh,
it'll
yeah.
be next year. I'm saying 2013. He'll go in.
That's a good
bet. It
depends.
WWE
WrestleMania is supposed to be at the MetLife Center, isn't it?
Well, they've said Dallas, and so far right now, Dallas is looking like it's not going to happen because of the Final Four tournament. Going on. The regionals for the Final Four are going on in Dallas. The weeks that the WWE crew would need to be there to set up for Mania. Toronto, for some reason, people are saying Toronto is looking like it's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen at all.
And I haven't heard why. I had heard a reason that it had to do with the Sky Dome. That the Sky Dome is being renovated or possibly being torn down. I'm not sure. There are three buildings right now that make a lot of sense to hold WrestleMania in next year. Indianapolis, Detroit, and the new stadium in, they just built that brand new dome and I can't remember where it was.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember for the life of me where it was. But they just built a brand new fucking dome. But anyway, Detroit and Indianapolis make the most sense at this moment in time because you can fit 70,000 plus in them.
Well, they also had their original record for WrestleMania at the what was it?
At the Pontiac
Silverdome.
But you're never gonna tie that at Ford Field. Like that, no. Ford Field isn't that big. You're not gonna fit 90,000+ in there. It's
no,
the
you'll
same,
get 75.
It's the same with Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. If you wanted to break the attendance record, you do it at in Dallas. That stadium would fit over 100,000 people. And yeah. And quite honestly, the other stadium that got thrown around was the Rose Bowl. That's the other one I've heard.
Yeah.
Is out in Pasadena.
Quite possible, but I'll tell you what, why don't we take our first break of the evening and then come back, talk some more crap. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, the call-in number 267-297-1397 or Skype Sir Rock, and we'll be back right after this.
You hear that, Styles? You pussy, call in. In a broken dream, and we'll leave it all behind. Understand, it's so real to me. Everything is down to life. Not a chance to chase a dream. Not a chance to feel, chance to feel alone.
Defeated and brought down. Oh, dropped to my knees when hope went out. Oh, the time has come to change my way. Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather scream for time. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking. Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, oh, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open.
What the fuck?
Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. That's I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
No, no, no.
Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... I'm about to get plowed by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of the internet, a professional grass waterer, and of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really moved him. I said, chill.
Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Sorry about being a little bit late coming in, but I have my mouth full of cookies. I'm eating cookies. Somebody call my mama.
I was finishing up a 12-grain wheat bread tuna salad sandwich.
Ew, tuna. What the yuck. Crap.
It's really good for you.
Tuna sucks. Tuna sucks.
Dude, I tell you what. Last, I got fat. Oh, like, I lost a lot of weight going into, no, I lost a
I'm
lot
sorry,
of weight
I'm
going
sorry.
Into Christmas and, and New Year. And then, like, I really just didn't hold to my diet over Christmas and New Year and let myself go. And I put a lot of weight back on. And in the past week, I got back on the diet and it's really coming off again. And I'm happy.
Yeah, you see, Rock, I'm just changing the subject completely, reading the chat room. I told you that was a confusing fucking commercial. Why the hell would I chase somebody off their own fucking lawn?
Right?
Cowboy Chick doesn't have a lawn. Now she's wondering if she's exempt from me chasing her. But according to Jersey Girl, I'm an equal opportunity chaser. I'll chase anything in a skirt as long as it's female. As long as it's female.
So, Tim, Omega. What are you gentlemen doing Tuesday night?
I just might see if I can find an interview with somebody on Wild Talk Radio's bug.
You should have just said nothing, Tim, because you just ruined the whole thing. Let's try this again, okay? Tim, Omega, what are you guys doing Tuesday night?
I'm chasing Cowboy Chick.
I'm changing the oil in my car.
Fair enough. Perhaps then, at 9 p.m. Eastern, instead of doing those things, you should come by the Wild Talk Radio Network and wildtalkradio.com because myself and Alan Wojcik, Mr. Personality, will have the one and only former NWA Heavyweight Champion, Handsome Harley Race, to kick off our WrestleMania Memory Series this year.
Oh.
Live.
Nice.
Harley Race, always good interview. Chatted with him twice in the past on different incarnations of WTR. You guys?
I'm sure he didn't call your cell phone, though.
What's that?
I'm sure he didn't call your cell phone, though.
No, we called his cell phone.
No, he called me the other night. Called me.
Okay. You want a cookie?
I do. Dude,
I'm not sharing. Stick with your tuna.
Do you understand I about peed myself like a little girl in the middle of my kitchen the other night when my wife came walking in with my phone and it said Harley Race on the caller ID.
Well, that's because you're smart, dude.
Duh! You don't get into the business without being the slightest bit of a mark.
There you go.
You don't. Yeah,
apparently, Cowboy Chick isn't wearing a skirt, so she's just walking around in panties.
Yes! I'm down.
Omega's happy. Hey, Omega, are you planning on taking pictures of Cowboy Chick?
What pictures? I own an HD camcorder.
Okay, well, that's taking pictures, right? It's a different way of saying it, but...
I'm getting messages now that I'm supposed to explain how Harley Race has my phone number.
Why don't you explain how Harley Race has your phone number?
Okay, my trainer, Ethan Wright, was trained by Harley Race.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the comment to Ethan one day that I wanted to interview Harley Race. And Ethan goes, call him. And I went, what? You don't just call Harley Race. He goes, he's there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for wrestling school. Call him. And if he doesn't answer the phone, Bruce, his the other trainer there, usually gets the messages, give the message to Harley, and he'll make sure Harley calls you. Okay. So around, I want to say shortly after Christmas, maybe the week before New Year or the week after, somewhere in there, I called Harley's school and got the voicemail and left it and everything and didn't hear anything back. So Tuesday, I called Harley's school again and left another voicemail stating that I was a trainee in Alliance under Ethan Wright and that I helped run a podcast called Kayfabe Wrestling Radio and we'd love to interview Harley, and I gave him my number. Well, as I was cooking dinner, my phone rang in my office, and my wife came running in with it, and she said, I just answered it. Here, it's Harley Race for you.
And
I
all of a sudden, the only thing heard,
30 seconds.
Yeah, the only thing heard in the Spug household kitchen was, shwing!
Mm-mm. Wasn't even that. I'm telling you, dude. I couldn't speak for a good 30 seconds. And when I finally said, hello, Mr. Race, I sounded like Porky fucking Pig. Like, he was about ready to hang up because I couldn't answer the phone.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to screen cap this on my phone, but I deleted all my recent calls like a moron the other day trying to get rid of a number that I didn't want anymore. And I wanted to screen cap this and post it on Facebook. And, you know, blur out Harley Race's number and be like, fuck you people, which is awesome. I'm thoroughly excited. Thoroughly excited. Like, shut up, Tim.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at something else totally different. No. I'll explain it to you later. But it's, yeah, no, that was a totally non sequitur. And I tried not to, but I couldn't because something that rocked it on Facebook.
Oh, fine.
You'll laugh too when you read it.
He's probably making fun of me on Facebook.
No, not making fun of you.
Rock likes to do that, is to make fun of me on Facebook.
I like to make fun of a lot of people on Facebook.
Okay, Phantom in the chat room is wondering why we started off talking about you deleting porn off of your computer, and then it somehow wound up with Cowboy Chick and Harley Race in frilly, ruffly panties.
Dude, you go talk to Harley Race about getting into ruffly panties. That dude would whoop your ass.
Dude, Phantom, have you never heard the show before? Seriously.
Honestly.
We talk about everything, just wrestling.
By the way.
It's called Wrestle Talk Radio.
By the way, I have to say thank you. Shut up. To one of the original ladies of wrestling and Cowboy Chick for following me on Twitter.
Oh, she's awesome. Hey, Cowboy Chick, it's always good to see you back in the chat room. Welcome back, Girly Girl. And, of course, hello to Jersey Girl in the chat room as well. She's our standout regular. She doesn't have to go to school tomorrow, so she might be able to actually stick with us until we're done tonight. And how come you never gave a shout-out to Jersey Girl? She follows you on Twitter.
I talk to Jersey Girl all the time.
Okay.
Well, here's a shout out to Jersey Girl, and thank you for following me on Twitter. I appreciate it.
There you go. And I do not wear ruffly panties, you fuckers.
Oh.
Well, that's what they're saying in the chat room. They're trying to say Tim Stein wears ruffled panties. First off, how the fuck would you know what I wear under my pants? number one. Number two, I don't want to know, so don't tell me. Number three, fuck off, I wear boxer briefs. There you go.
Tim just wears roughly...
Shut
Tim
up.
Tim just wears roughly shut up. Panties because that's what shut they up. Made back in the 1860s.
I said shut up, okay? Enough of the old jokes, you cocksucker. My mother's old, I'm not.
No, you're ancient.
No, I'm not, no. Piss off.
So, can we talk about your boy again that you supported so much last week?
What boy did I support last week? Keishi Matsunaga?
No. He has the light bright jacket.
Oh, you know what? Everybody's got a rant and a rave on Chris Jericho's second appearance, don't they, Rock?
That they do, Tim. That they do.
Yeah. That was a cue.
Yeah, I know. I was pulling it up, and here we go.
Oh, fuck me. This is fucking bullshit. Chris Jericho once again coming out and bullshitting us with this stupid little fucking... Do nothing, say nothing, break down the ring, cry like I need a baby, bullshit promo, for fuck's sake. This is the shit that makes me think the creative has absolutely no idea what's going on anymore. They have no idea what they want to do with Jericho. This even puts the fire under the whole theory of, originally those promos were meant to be for Taker, something's gone wrong, they've gone, oh shit, oh look, we got Jericho, suddenly it's going to be all about Jericho. 8 weeks, no fucking payoff whatsoever. No payoff. I can't fucking believe this shit. And there's talk about this gonna happen every week. Every fucking week until the Royal fucking Rumble, we're gonna have Chris Jericho coming out and saying nothing. I don't see this as being a great idea for a promo or a great idea for a fucking heel turn. It is bullshit. It is stupid. The fans have fucking caught on to it too. If you take a close look at the past week's Raw, have a look at the fucking fans. He comes out. They're yay. About a minute and a half, 2 minutes in, the crowd is dead. They're piping in shit to make this shit get over. It is a dead angle. It is fucking failed. They need to pull the plug and just fucking have Jericho explain why he has come back, why he is there, and go after fucking Punk like we all know he's going to do. But then again, there's also talk of him going into the Rumble and winning it. No! You don't fucking do that shit! You don't have somebody come back and just win the Rumble just so you can put them into a WrestleMania fucking spot. That is a waste of fucking storylines. That is a waste of a Royal Rumble. And that just makes everything not worth fucking buying. I wanted to buy the Royal Rumble. I'm having very big fucking doubts about it. And frankly, if Jericho comes out and Jericho wins it, I'm getting my fucking money back on this shit. Fucking bullshit, I tell you what. To be honest, alright. You're going to put Jericho in the Rumble. Here's my idea for the fucking Rumble. You have Jericho enter the Rumble, runs around in the ring like a little ADD kid and throws himself out. Doesn't say a fucking word and just fucks off to the back. Eliminate himself. I don't fucking care. Plus, we all know it's going to be Jimmy Uso who wins the Rumble. Another quick thing quickly about the Rumble while I've got that on my mind. I reckon we're going to start hitting the Taker Returns promos or even have Taker come back at the Rumble. It's a nice, safe way to get him back in the ring. Lots of guys to protect him. Easy way to get him back and have this grandiose thing. But, yeah, Jericho, fuck him. Everything I have said is fucking right from the fucking beginning, and nobody has believed me, so guess what? I win, you lose, go fuck yourselves.
Spug! Wipe your nose and continue talking.
I like him a lot.
Because you're laughing so hard, it's just spewing right out of your nose. Oh, by the way.
No. Those are tears of joy, Tim.
Yes, I know. I just wanted to let you know, Spug. Bitch Tits is in the chat room and he's listening right now.
Bitch Tits. Bitch Tits. Bitch Tits. Bitch,
come on,
tits,
Omega.
Bitch Tits.
Bitch Tits. Bitch. Bitch Tits.
Anyway. Here's the thing with the Jericho promos. I've watched them and then rewatched them. And I get what he's trying to do as someone who, going through training at the Stomping Grounds down in Alliance and as someone who's watched wrestling as long as I have, I get what he's trying to do, but unfortunately it's not working.
Mm. And not what for is, you.
It's not working, period. It really isn't. There's a very select group of individuals that it's working for, and quite honestly, the majority of them are Canadian. There's a very select minority group that it's working for, but the vast majority of wrestling fans, it's not working. And Mace is right. He comes out, he does his first thing around the ring. If he doesn't speak within 30 seconds, that crowd is dead, and they're piping in crowd noise. And I think that's unfortunate. I really do. I think this angle would be better served for Jericho to quite honestly come out next week and just rip CM Punk apart. We know Jericho can throw out a scathing promo. We know Jericho knows how to shoot. We know he's good at it. You sell an angle by letting these guys do what they do. And if your goal is to have them face off at Mania, then you, A, because quite honestly, you still have your great equalizer in the Elimination Chamber in February, right? So if you do this where at the Royal Rumble, Ziggler somehow goes over on Punk because Jericho costs him the match, and you continue on, if the championship run for Ziggler's not working too well, then you put the belt back on Punk at Elimination Chamber, and you go into Mania with Punk versus Jericho. But you need to do something with this angle right now, or it's only going to get worse.
Omega, do you have any thoughts on Chris Jericho not talking for the second week in a row?
8 fucking weeks. 8 fucking damn near 2 months build up for fucking nothing. One week he's smiling like he just got laid for the first time. And the second week, he's crying like the woman who he laid for the first time.
Oh, that was kind of low blow.
Don't fucking... What the hell was that?
I was reading a John Cena tweet.
Well, let us in on the John Cena tweet.
Apparently we have new tag team champions, and I died in a car wreck. One of those is true. Congrats to Primo and Epico. That tweet would have been so much better if he would have just put fucking tree. Only the smart ones would have got it.
Now, see, here, you know, you guys are talking about Jericho and how you're all just, like, tuned out that he's not talking and shit like that. Thing is, I'm going to tell you right now, it's still working, even though it's pissing everybody off, right?
Not fucking done.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were not finished. I apologize.
You're dealing with a society these days that has a million other entertainment options, one of them being me at tjomega.blogspot.com.
Wow, he's learning how to shill. Good job. Keep going.
Shameless whore.
Abso-fucking-lutely. They can, you know, if something bores them within the first 10 seconds, they're going to tune it out to do something else. It's an instant gratification society. I mean, the fact that you build it up for 6 weeks and then go 2 weeks with this completely inane whatever the fuck Jericho is going for on this, and I'm blaming Jericho because he had creative control over his gimmick the last time he was in WWE. So whatever this fucking is, this is his idea. You know, there has got to be some hook, some swerve, but they have to deliver on it. This would be fine. The Silent Man thing would be fine if he interfered with a match, if he just walked out to observe a match, if he was observing people backstage. Basically, if he was fucking doing shit. As it stands, he's wasting 3 minutes of airtime every single night until some payoff, and it's got to be the best payoff ever to come back for this, because what they're doing is killing what interest the crowd had in Jericho to begin with. He was already the guy everyone thought the promos were for. He's already the one that Jericho comebacks are just overrated at this point. So the fact that it was him is not a big deal. I mean, at this point, you had to have something huge lined up for this guy just to have some kind of payoff for what seems like complete lack of focus and lack of attention and lack of ideas on anyone's part. He's got to come back and say, okay, I was the Raw general manager. I was the anonymous GM. You know, just like pull something out of his ass. You know, you find out, well, he can only talk. You know, the reason he did it through the laptop was because, you know, he doesn't have a voice anymore. That's why he's crying. That's why he's, you know, that's why he's smiling. He's blown out his voice and unfortunately cannot talk anymore. So it unfortunately happened during his last Fozzy tour when the audience ganged up and started kicking him in the throat. All three of them. I can't imagine what they're leading up to on this. Because at this point, after that much build-up, and now after 2 weeks of just confusing the fuck out of everybody, by the time they actually reveal what the hell is going on, no one's going to give a shit anymore.
Okay, Tim, tell us why we're all wrong and you know wrestling better than anybody.
I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm not saying you're right, I'm not saying I'm right, I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm just saying that, like it or hate it, and the majority consensus, at least here with you guys, absentee Mace included, hate it, which is fine. However, it's still working.
It's not working, though.
Oh, it is, though.
You Canuck fucknut. Okay, how can you call that working?
Okay.
It's working.
It's working it because it's getting people to talk about it.
Bingo.
But here's the thing. People talked about Katie Vick. People talked about the Montreal screw job. People talked about Owen Hart's passing. All negative moments in wrestling. All either A, horrible moments, or B, awful storylines. People have talked about them. It doesn't help. It doesn't help them get over anymore.
The difference is nobody was wondering, well, what the fuck's up with this? What's going on? What's going to happen next? Is he ever going to talk? Fuck, he's pissing me off. It's a fucking blah, 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 blah. That's the huge difference. That's going on with this thing with Jericho.
But the thing with Jericho is it's no longer, is he going to talk next week? Is he going to talk next week? Is he going to talk next week? I guarantee you, they could put him earlier in the show, and the moment people see his music or see the light bright jacket, they do another week of this, people are just going to start changing the channel when he comes on. And the quarter hour numbers will drop, and the ratings will drop. And people are going to tune out. And we have been proven that time and time again, WWE cares more about the ratings than they do their storylines.
Go ahead. Go.
Ratings start dropping with this. It'll be
over. They'll just blame CM Punk again.
Well, you know, at least the Jericho segment this week on Raw did get more ratings than Zack Ryder changing a tire.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? The guy really took a long time to change that tire, dude.
And for the record, Chris Jericho's appearance lost 130,000 viewers.
Oh.
Yeah, but don't be biased and skew. What time slot was that, Rock?
It was like the 10:40 time slot with no promotion. I understand that.
What traditionally happens at that time slot when there's no promotion?
That's the worst time slot on the show, yada, yada, yada.
There you go.
That's not the
point.
So
the question is, did more people tune out or did fewer people tune out?
I bet you more people tuned out.
Well, it's not a bet. It's easily quantifiable. All you got to do is look it up and compare numbers of previous shows to last week's show to see if more tuned out or fewer tuned out. And it's a simple case. If they drop from a 3-2 to a 2-8, right? You got a certain number of people dropping out, but if they go from a 3-2 to a 2-9, fewer people dropped out. And what's one tenth of one point represent people wise?
Tim.
Why?
Chris Jericho debuted. They lost 82,000 viewers.
Okay.
So he's losing more viewers each week in the same time slot.
Well, that was his debut. What about the second one?
The second one was last week, was the 133,000.
Mm-hmm. You have that clip ready, Rock?
No, I don't have the clip ready.
Spoiler. Damn it! Get that. I want that ready every week.
I have to have it ready every week? Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Yes, because more often than not, in the past 2 months, there have been more Spug is Right moments
Spug's
on the
right,
show.
Guys. This is neither a case of somebody being right over somebody being wrong.
I just told you that he lost more viewers.
This is not
I
a case.
I just told
of,
you
no,
that.
No.
Before
I
he
said,
Rock even had the numbers.
You didn't have any numbers to qualify it.
I did
from other episodes that didn't have Chris Jericho where they traditionally lose their numbers. I said. Did they lose more or did they lose fewer? I didn't say they lost fewer. I was asking, did they lose more or did they lose fewer? That's what my question is, and it's an honest question.
You
it's
can't
not, it,
bring yourself to admit that his return, this moment in time, has been flawed and a failure.
I'm not saying it's flawed and a failure. I'm not saying it's not flawed and a failure.
Exactly.
I'm saying it's working.
No.
I am saying it is working. Yeah, it is.
It's not working.
It's working.
Not.
It is. It is working because people are talking about it, whether positively or negatively. When people talk about something, then what you're doing is making them talk about it.
No, Tim.
And making them talk about it is working.
Shut your fucking mouth.
No, you're the one interrupting me.
There is a thing as bad publicity. It happens. If he lost 82,000 viewers the first week he showed up, and he lost 130,000 last week in his time slot. Yeah, I get it. I know the 1040 time slot is a no man's land when there's no promotion. I get it. But if you are losing 130,000 people.
I hate to be the fact guy, but I'm being the fact guy. The previous week, CM Punk vs. Jack Swagger lost 367,000 viewers. In the same time slot.
And you know what? That's going to happen. But remember, the week before... The week before, and I will say this about CM Punk. CM Punk's matches on Raw are consistently low rated. Consistently low rated.
Yeah, that's true.
And for 130,000 people to tune out at Raw, and if you're looking at Jericho, just at Jericho, if the moment Jericho turned on, and we'll say that...
And it's not when Jericho tuned on. It's that 15-hour period. It could have been during a commercial they tuned out.
The national championship was also going on that night too.
Correct. See, what they have to do is the only way to see if Jericho's return is a successful one is when you have to promote when Jericho's coming on the TV.
Why? He's not going to say anything.
But then you'll see whether the numbers go up or down. If they tell you he's going to be on at this exact time or this, you know, coming up next.
Coming up next, Chris Jericho. Will he speak this week? Well, fuck Chris Jericho. I'm watching the Golden Compass. Then, you know, if that happens, then you know that it's because he's not fucking talking and people are tired about it. Rock's got a point.
If anyone's willing to watch the Golden Compass, then they don't have the IQ for wrestling to begin with.
No, the problem with Jericho's entire return is that he tried to outsmart wrestling fans. And granted, you can most of the time. But in this particular instance, it failed miserably. It failed.
I just see this as an opinion versus an opinion thing. I mean, neither one of us has empirical evidence from the casual fan with stats sitting right in front of us telling us they love the idea or they hate the idea. When I'm on, checking out Twitter and seeing that Jericho's trending worldwide, you know, people are talking about him. Reading those tweets, some of them are thinking it's the greatest thing, and Jericho just trolled all of the WWE fans or wrestling fans, and some people are saying it's the dumbest fucking thing going. And why is it a dumb fucking thing? Never mind ratings and people tuning out this, that, and the other thing. People tune out all the time for whatever reasons. Why is him not talking to rile up the crowd
it's
a shitty
not,
thing?
It's not that, him not talking. It's the way he's doing it. Okay, and to back up your, well, Jericho is, to go after your Jericho is trending argument, the SEC and BCS trended on Twitter after the championship game Monday. And I tell you what, that game fucking sucked.
Uh-huh.
But
so,
it,
the,
but,
so the
but
trend was
under,
that game sucked.
Hold on, hold on. Under Tim logic, I could deem it a success because the SEC and BCS trended on Twitter.
Well,
for
so
hours.
You're comparing a sports game to sports entertainment, and that's apples to kumquats. It
no,
doesn't quite
no, no,
work.
No, 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 no. You said, and I quote, the Jericho return is successful because people are talking about it.
It's working is what I
yes,
said.
Yes, you said it's working. It's successful.
I never said it was successful.
Because
I said
they're
it's working.
Talking about it.
I said
Monday
it's
night, the worst championship game in NCAA history happened down in Louisiana. Bama kicked the shit out of LSU 21-0, and Bama didn't even deserve to be in that game. That game was awful. It was
which
absolutely
is,
awful. And the which, BCS and the SEC trended on Twitter until mid-Tuesday afternoon because of that game. Now, the BCS is working under Tim logic because it got publicity and was trending. You're
again,
fucking wrong.
Again, no, you are not. Okay, you're taking a sporting event, and we all know that wrestling is entertainment with athletes, which is something totally different. Let's not even think about kayfabe for a second here. We both know, we all know, everybody listening know that wrestling is as scripted as the TV series Friends was.
That's not the point. The
okay.
point is...
And
no,
the
no.
sports... No, sports isn't. Sports is like, whatever, it's a good game, it's a shitty game. It's a totally different kettle of fish. I was about to say it's a totally different ball game, but anyway.
People don't understand Tim logic.
Yeah, Phantom does understand Tim logic.
Oh, I don't understand Tim logic. But can we move on from this and talk about Brodus Clay?
Brodus Clay. Oh, my God. Somebody call your mama.
Well, someone's mama didn't call him, but we had another
God.
We had another take by
Miz. Yeah.
Here we go.
Now, I got something to say about Brodus Clay, a.k.a. the hip-hop fucking hippo. Not this Funkasaurus bullshit. What the fuck is creative thinking? They go for fucking, what was it? They're hyping this up about as long as Jericho. So, what? About 6 weeks. Maybe even more. They decide, yeah, we're going to hype him up, be this big-ass monster that's going to come in and kill everybody. Then all of a sudden the videos stop. Then it's Brodus Clay will debut next week. And next week. And next week. And next week. And next week. Then all of a sudden we get the fucking Funkasaurus? Fuck that shit. I'm sorry, but fucking Hip Hop Hippo can go fuck himself for all I care. That's along with his little cheerleader, ex-LA cheerleader. One of them's from SAW, used to be a LA Lakers cheerleader from what I've heard. But, man, this is stupid. This just shows that they creative have nothing at the moment. They have no idea what they're going to do next week. They have no idea what they're going to do with their new characters. I saw this guy on SmackDown. They jobbed out Tyson Kidd in less than 3 fucking seconds. But then again, this week on... Well, this past week on SmackDown, it seems if you had the word Hart in your name, you were getting your jobbed out fucking 10 seconds. Tyson got fucked over. Natty got fucked over by Tamina, of all people. Who the fuck gives a shit about Tamina? In the end, Brodus Clay, Hip Hop Hippo, motherfucker could be Rikishi's retarded cousin for all we fucking know. I hate the gimmick. I hate the idea. What happened to the original idea? Why aren't we getting the original idea? And why are creatives so fucking stupid? Someone answer me that bullshit.
I can handle that for you, Mace. Because the original idea is now Mark Henry's gimmick.
That's pretty much the sum of it. I mean,
but
this is,
they were advertising that Brodus Clay gimmick while Mark Henry was doing that same thing.
They
were. They had video packages, sure, but you know that doesn't say how long you know they had this in mind.
Yeah, Mark Creative and Vince, when they were going to debut Mark, when they were going to debut Brodus Clay, Creative and Vince went to Brodus Clay and said, "Do you have any ideas for this?" And Brodus Clay said, "Yeah," and he had mentioned the, you know, a giant heelish monster who just crushed people and inducted them into his own Hall of Pain. About the time Brodus Clay was first set to debut, more than 2 months ago, who started inducting people into their own Hall of Pain.
Now, to be fair, Mark has been at it longer, so this is probably an idea he had when he was still with Alberto Del Rio.
It very well could be, but...
But, I mean, the point stands that when they were first advertising Brodus Clay to come back solo, they were booking him, you know, they were making vignettes to make it look like he was going to steamroll the entire roster.
Right. And,
you know, and I think even during the phone promos with Laurinaitis, you know, those little mentions, you know, he mentioned that the longer he waits, the more destructive he's going to be when he comes back.
And all I have to say about Brodus Clay right now is this. Yellow polka dots.
It's,
no. And I'm being serious, because if dude gets that gimmick over, if he gets Funkasaurus over, and I bet you they'll tweak it a little bit, but if he gets that over, they're going to let him do whatever he wants.
It's kind of weird, because it, you know, the gimmick he's running with, you know, it's Flash Funk and Rikishi's love child, essentially. It's pretty much a very stock gimmick. Like, it's right up there with the guy who copies everyone else's gimmicks. You know, just as something you put on somebody when you really don't have all that much of an idea for him to begin with.
By the way, I like how Bitch Tits hasn't called in yet.
according to a text that I got, he's driving home from work.
Sure he is.
You're
what
a
is he
liar.
Texting while he's driving?
You're a liar. I tell you what, call in. You got beat up. You got beat up by that so-called ricer, huh? Huh? Such a big man. Big man.
He'll claim it was with the assistance of a Boston cream pie.
Don't care. Bitch tits. Bitch tits. Bitch tits. Bitch tits.
You know what? To this day, I still don't think he realizes that that's his new moniker. Excuse you.
Not a moniker till it's on a t-shirt.
Now available at EWA, shopzone.com, whatever.
At cbradio.ewazone.com.
Yeah, there you go. So while we await the inevitable phone call from Mr. Bitch Tits, who got laid out by Keishi Matsunaga. Why don't we take... That was harsh, yeah. Good
hashtag,
one.
Hashtag back gravy.
That's gonna work. Please.
That's it. We're taking a commercial break. Everybody else in WTR, Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget, we want you calling in tonight. 267-297-1397. Don't wait for a cue. Don't wait to be set up. Just fucking call in. And yeah, I'm talking to a certain bunch of people. Don't be shy. Give it a try.
Just wait.
If
like,
you don't,
just wait what? Like 3 minutes.
Yeah, just wait till after the commercial. If you don't want to use a telephone, use Skype on your computer and Skype Sir Rockin'. That being said, we'll be back right after this.
Even in the colon, we don't know. I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slum.
I like football.
Porno.
Books about war.
I got an average house
with a nice hardwood floor.
My wife and my job. My kids and my car. My feet on my
table.
And a Cuban cigar.
But sometimes that just ain't
enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh, no.
No way. No, I've got to go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
But he's an asshole. I use public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an asshole.
He's an asshole.
Yo, yo, yo.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
You are? No, you are. It's y'all.
Say again, y'all.
You are.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again, y'all.
For more great entertaining moments like this, please check out the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We swear we're not insane.
At least they're not.
Tired of the same old view of Monday night wrestling? Looking for something different? Well, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network will bring you that alternative. As every Monday night, we bring you the WTR Raw Post Show. Join Sir Rockin' and Mace, along with the likes of The Spud Guy, Jackie Feist, and others, as they give their opinions on all the real mayhem that happens on Monday nights.
They said it was banned, but we said anytime, any place, anywhere.
It's people talking wrestling live on a Monday night, just without the news. Monday nights, right after Monday Night Raw, only on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that's cool.
This is the Ultimate Warrior! I am taking time from my job delivering pizza for Papa John's to tell all the little model warriors out there to tune into this radio program from the 7th moon of Raxor in the Gaxan Galaxy called Wrestle Talk Radio. This show is on during the apex of the sun and the dark side of Saturn, otherwise known to the masses as Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time Zones. Or when the WWE or TNA pay-per-viewerships finish and the Warrior stands supreme over the fallen victims of X-Lax. So go, puny masses, and listen to the show, because the power of the Warrior commands you to do it. Now the Warrior needs to go and deliver this meat lover's pizza to the mortals that ordered it.
Hey, you, go, Wild Talk. Wild Talk. You want Wild Talk? This is George the Animal Steel. Hey, you go. Bye-bye.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, ole. Ole, 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 ole. Ole, ole.
Everybody!
Oh,
You guys want to actually make your ring entrance to that song?
Absolutely.
Okay, sure. Get me a copy of it and we'll add it to the playlist.
And as you can tell, I have a copy of it.
Yeah. Ole, 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 ole.
Spud, you do realize Bitch Tits will name Barricade as his tag team partner, right?
That's fine. I've already got mine.
Okay. Just so you know.
Unlike Styles and Barricade, when I run my mouth, I can back it up.
Yes. Now for bonus.
Well, wait a second. You're making the presupposition that Styles can run his mouth. Thank you. Score one for Stein. Yay!
Now the question is, for bonus points, do you know what wrestler used this theme song?
El Generico.
There you go.
Gee, like, give him a hard one or something.
You know, I had to tie it into wrestling somehow.
There you go. So there are people that have been listening all night long wondering when we're going to talk about it and plug this. Might as well just, like, say something now, hey?
Yeah, let's say it now and get it over with.
I might as well get it over with. Apparently, we got two boobs and a real hottie making a debut on the Wild Talk Radio Network on Friday.
Yeah, we do.
You mean we have a set of boobs debuting on the network?
No. Well, she's got a bodacious rack. But she'll be joined by a couple of real tits. I mean, boobs. Like
great.
Her boyfriend and another guy.
Great. There goes all of Mason and I's bail money into the lawsuit money we're going to need for sexual harassment.
Yeah, you see, and she thought that I was bad.
And they're doing it on video, too, apparently.
Yeah, they're going to actually be doing video on Justin TV Friday nights from 10 o'clock Eastern till 2 a.m. Eastern time. And it's a music show. Dun, da, da, da.
Even worse.
Rock and roll from the 60s till today or some shit like that. And, of course, I'm just stalling for these fuckers to call in. I don't know where the hell they are or anything like that. They've been crying all night, I want to plug our show. And then they're gone now.
Yeah, well, call in now, guys. You know, give you the cue. It's radio, we give the cue. You call Sir Rockin' on Skype. There we go. Now they listen.
With the cue, you call Sir Rockin' on Skype.
But now radio people should
he's got to mute what,
now,
he's got to mute his player.
Now.
Cue, you call Sir Rockin' on Skype.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you people suck. Shut up.
He's got to mute his player. Now. Cue, you call Sir Rockin' on Skype.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you people suck. Shut up.
He's got to mute his player. Cue, you call Sir Rockin' on Skype.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you people suck. Shut up.
He's got to mute his player.
I've had enough of that.
That was kind of fun.
I'm sorry. I find it hilarious when Skype loops like that.
Like, we have this, they have this professional setup and then you get that.
Yeah, I think is his name Richard? Is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name.
Okay, nobody cares.
Okay, so I was right. See, I don't think that he had muted the player on the website. You got to mute the player. Call back in after you mute the player. Or mute the player and then call back in. You know what I mean?
It's Radio 101.
Hey, Tim.
Well, that's a shot. Ooh.
What was it? Anyway, continue, Spug.
Tim, can I have $175?
Why?
The entire G.I. Joe and Transformer Mighty Mug set?
No, you don't need it.
Oh, I do too.
Can Tim pay you in Mighty Mugs to go wrestle?
I don't. Oh, there's now I need $280.
Anyway, we have a caller online. Caller, welcome to WTR Sunday Night.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh wow, you don't suck now.
Yeah,
you don't suck now. No, you don't.
No, you did suck until you like killed the player and then called in. Now you don't suck.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah, so that's just how it works. I mean, we didn't write the rules. Okay, yeah, we wrote the rules.
That's right. You know, we all have testicle difficulties from time to time.
Testicular difficulties. Now you're talking about Johnny Cash, or Jimmy Cash, rather. What does he call himself? I don't know. Fuck, I call him McLaren.
Well, actually, he's gone now. He was here in the studio. We were hashing out some stuff for the Friday night show.
There you go.
The Friday night's free ride, as they've decided to call it.
Yeah, and, by the way, I hate the name. Continue.
That's an awful song. I mean, I love Foghat and all, but seriously.
Actually, it wasn't Foghat who did it. We're using the Edgar Winter version. So, you know, it's a much better tune.
So what is this show about?
Well, the show is a classic rock, a four-hour music show. So it's basically bringing the party to you online on a Friday night when you got nothing better to do but sit back, drink some beers, and maybe watch some tube. Now you got a chance to bring the party home.
Party, party, party.
There you go. What does everybody like to do on after a hard day on Friday? Drink and have fun, right?
Well, if you say so.
Who the fuck?
Who might argue?
Saturday. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring the hottie, and Tim, you know who that is.
Oh, yeah, the chick who I say has a bodacious rack. She goes, oh, Tim, and then she smiles because she knows she likes it, and then her boyfriend gets all uppity because he's all insecure and shit like that. Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
you know who I'm talking about. And, of course, the two boobs. Unfortunately, they're not just her boobs, but they're Bucket and myself.
Hey, wait a minute. You just said her boobs. Does that mean that you're going to put her boobs on video?
Probably not.
Well,
as that would make ratings go way up,
uh-huh.
I think she's going to be a little self-conscious about that, so we're going to hold off to maybe a later show when she's a little bit more comfortable. Because remember, well, it is her first time behind the mic.
Okay, well, there you go. I'll tell you what, you know, like, don't tell her that you're aiming the camera in the boob direction, like in the general boobular area, and she won't know, right?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's basically the bottom line of the show is if anybody wants to call in and give us something they want to hear other than, you know, that crap rap, we'll be happy to try and get it on and talk a little bit about what's going on. And, you know, the odd joke here and there. It doesn't hurt.
Okay, who's writing the jokes?
Well, probably myself because I've got the most experience.
Good.
You've
got don't
experience
let Tim
as a joke writer. Don't let me do it.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks a lot,
Tim,
Rock. Fuck
don't.
You.
Don't let Tim write the jokes.
Yeah, I've heard your jokes, Tim. It's yeah.
No, you haven't. Shut up. No, you're not. You haven't been here long enough to play along.
Everybody? Well, I actually have been listening now for a few weeks just to kind of get caught up on who you people are.
Uh-oh.
So, you know. I'm on
no,
top
I don't know.
I'm on top of shit, man. I don't fuck around.
You know what? I'm on top of shit, but only when I'm sitting on the can.
Well, that's true. Well, that's yeah. No, that's you're leaving shit.
There you go. And I plan on moving next month too. I'm gonna move into an apartment that's over top of a bank. So every time I gotta take a crap, my asset's over $12 million.
Well, at least your shit's gonna be rich.
There you go. Nobody said I wouldn't stink though.
Everybody just out with hated people once a week.
Yeah, everybody hated that joke except you, Richard. So that should probably scare people.
I'm originally from Manitoba. What does that tell you?
Winnipeg Jets suck. I don't know.
Well, they used to.
There you go.
I can't say I'm honestly following them since they came back.
They didn't come back. That's the Atlanta fuck. That's the Winnipeg Thrashers, for Christ's sakes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So.
With that being said, guys, we're all stoked here about getting on to Wild Talk Radio and helping you guys out and doing some great stuff together.
Well, we're looking forward to finding out whether or not you can keep Friday from being a train wreck. Now, I'm saying that because we did have programming on Fridays, didn't we, Rock?
Yes, we did. And this one show that, you know, basically is using the time slot you're using, you know, really didn't have gained much viewership.
They had three listeners, the host, the co-host, and his mom.
What kind of show was it?
It was
garbage. That's what it was.
Yes. Yeah, really, you called Mesa's show garbage? How dare you, Tim?
No, I'm not talking. Mesa's show was not garbage. You know, I wasn't referring to that. Jackass.
But I was going there with a joke.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you know, target practice was in the 10 p.m. time slot, not the other show. I was not going to get put them. You know.
I forgot all about target practice when we started talking about it.
So did a lot of other people. Sorry, Mace.
Sorry, Mace. But you know what? We're apologizing. You know for a fact that he'd agree with us.
I know. But yeah, tell everyone the name of the show again and... What's
okay,
it?
The name of the show is the Friday Night Free Ride, and it's classic rock programming for 4 hours and a lot of fun, we hope.
So everyone tune in Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, that's 8 p.m. Mountain.
You bet.
Listen to the guys, play music, and all that fun stuff.
And all that fun stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Will you be playing?
And you're going to have a... You're gonna have a hottie with a bodacious rack.
Absolutely. Well, that's what makes the show work, right? Because you don't want to listen to two boobs.
Yeah. Okay. Now, wait a second. You're gonna have a hottie on the show as a regular, but what does she have?
Two boobs.
Now, what does she have? What have I been calling it?
A bodacious rack.
There. You see, I'm not the only one who said it, and the only reason he said it is because she's not there anymore.
Actually, I could say it and get away with it.
Well, I say it and get away with it with everybody except Calvin. I mean, you know.
See, I'm the kindly old guy. I'm the crotchety old guy that they know. You, on the other hand, are the old guy that they know.
I'm just the old guy. I'm not crotchety, hey?
He's the dirty,
holy,
he's the dirty old white man.
Fuck, you've got a lot to learn.
He's the dirty old white man.
There you go.
No, dirty old white man. Dirty white boy.
I heard you had a black van.
See, you used to be the dirty old man in training, and now it's the dirty old boy, so apparently he's graduated.
Oh, dirty right. White boy, not dirty old boy. Stop saying old!
Dirty old white boy.
All right, fine. You want to talk age? Richard, how old are you?
Well, you know, if I told you that, then that would be cheating.
Well, you know...
Let's just say I was born in the 60s.
Dude, just say what everybody else says. Younger than Tim.
But he's not. That's the thing, Spug.
I'm not.
Methuselah can make that claim, Spug.
And okay, where the hell is that? Hang on a second. Where's the eject button? No, wait a minute. Then that'll let him off the hook. Forget it. It'll make it your stand.
Well, let's just say I was born in the 60s, and I am older than Tim. And when viewers get to see what's happening on Friday night, they'll actually get to see just how old I look. I got a voice and a face for radio.
Dude. That's better than what Tim's got.
Once again, it's the Friday night something or other. What's the name of the show?
The Friday Night Free Ride.
Friday Night Free Ride.
From 10 till 2 Eastern Time. That's 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern Time with two boobs and a hottie. And we hope to, you know, get some people in and listening and enjoy the music and enjoy the camaraderie and, you know, the jokes about boobs.
I mean, woohoo.
Tim's got a face for radio and a voice for silent film.
Well, I understand he has a hard time seeing over the counter, too.
Oh
no. Oh. I'm not short, you jackass.
Now, he meant your glaucoma.
That's why I smoke the medical cigarettes, man. Got a prescription and everything, dude. Oh, by the way, fuck you!
Now, who the hell sent me a Punisher Mighty Mug?
Not meant for you! You're in the chat room with all of us.
No,
there's only one other individual in the chat who would understand that.
Well, that's not true. I understand it.
Now, here's the weird thing, because I'm wearing a Punisher t-shirt, so I thought it was meant for...
Oh, fuck. You know, Spug, he's going to fit in here.
Omega can testify to my love of the Punisher.
Okay, I'm not wearing guns on the show, because I really don't want you getting wood.
Then stay away from Triple H t-shirts, too.
Yeah.
Never was a fan of Triple H.
No, he's got the biggest man crush on...
Blasphemer!
Oh, my God, man. No, he's got the biggest man crush on Paul Levesque. Or as he likes to call him, Paul Levesque. Yeah, Levesque.
Levesque.
Mm-hmm. Tim, I want this man
fired
immediately.
He's definitely not from Canada, is he?
No.
I'm not from Canada. I'm not from a loft apartment over a really great party.
Neither are we.
Yeah, neither are we. I'm broadcasting from a friggin' basement, man.
Living the good old US of A, buddy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, Spike, he missed that. They refer to Canada as the loft apartment over a really great country, or a really great party.
Great party.
Yeah, okay. I still say take the O out of country and I'll be happy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, this is why we...
But enough about Katie. Hate them. You missed what I said, Richard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Rock heard it. I said, yeah, take the O out of country and we'll all be happy. But enough about Katie.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's good that could almost get you hurt, that one.
Almost.
Almost, yeah. She'll kick your ass.
Yeah, but she won't because she likes it when I say stuff like that because it's a shot to her self-esteem. Person who doesn't like it is her insecure boyfriend.
Well, he's actually going to be coming on here pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, he's just upset because I kissed her on Thursday.
I heard about that, actually.
Yeah?
Nobody
gives a fuck, Tim.
Right on the fucking lips, man.
Right on the two-parters.
I've heard
that. Oh, somebody just got some text messages. Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
Oh, Omega, you are so fucking lucky you live in the penis state.
Dude. Why did you say that out loud? Oh, my God.
I guess I was feeling a little generous with that one.
No.
Wow.
Home run, sir.
All I can say is wow.
Yeah, and that is the biggest load of bullshit crap on the planet, too.
Well, so first you need the opportunity to give a girl an O.
Dude, which one of us has a kid?
Me.
Thank you. Shut up.
I also have a grandchild. What's it to you?
We were talking to you, Richard.
Oh, my God. Oh, anyway.
Anyway, so you're debuting 10 o'clock Eastern Friday night. Can people call in and request songs, or do they have to message you, or what?
Well, actually, if they are on Skype, they can reach us at NAP-01. That is NAP-01.
Hey, Tim. Just because you have a kid doesn't mean anything. She probably just laid there and dead fished it like all your other girlfriends.
Was she even awake?
I like this guy. We can.
Once again, it's a Friday night free ride.
It is
Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You guys.
See you Friday.
Bye.
And now back to our regularly scheduled roast of Tim Stein.
No, that happened last year, so fuck off.
No, it happens every Sunday, dude. What are you talking about?
You closet John Cena fan.
I freely admit I root for the guy. What the fuck are you talking about? Closet John Cena fan. Really? That's the best insult you've got?
The bell has sounded for this week's Great Debate.
For the last few weeks, I come out here and I sit here and listen to you spend your little nursery rhymes about Jabroni Avenue or Know Your Own Boulevard. You better get your ass serious because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to take his ass to Philadelphia, check right in to the SmackDown Hotel, roll right in to Room 316, and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
You know, the crowd just came from the bathroom. You should have smelled what The Rock was cooking. I ain't faking. You should have smelled what The Rock was baking.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
And on this week's Great Debate, we have up first Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant taking on Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat. Let's go with Omega first.
God damn it. I wish Alan was on for this one because he would be writhing in his seat over this.
What's the feud?
Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant taking on Ric Flair against Ricky Steamboat.
Oh.
I'm going Hogan and Andre for this. That was, you know, WrestleMania 3, that was pretty much the first feud that really sold wrestling as larger than life. That was, you know, that was the big attraction. You know, that was the event as far as the entire industry was concerned for decades. You know, it's still a standard that's held up just for how just two individuals can just standing there in the ring staring each other down, you know, between Hogan's at his prime at the top of, you know, with all the charisma he ever had, Andre, who was such literally larger than life human being. To this day, I mean, it created a spectacle that I don't think has been matched.
So, Hogan, Andre is your pick?
Yep.
Chiming in from down under.
Hogan, Andre versus Flair and Steamboat. This one is sort of like the Bret and Shawn one from last week, honestly, where you're looking at a singleized moment in Hogan and Andre. The whole slam, that's what the entire feud was built around. One moment. And I'm sorry, one moment does not make an epic feud. So I'm gonna go with Flair and Steamboat. Better chemistry. And it wasn't revolving around a single fucking move. Pure and simple.
Now we're tied up. We'll go to Spug.
I'm with Mace. I'm with Mace 100% on that.
That simple? You're with me?
Mm-hmm.
Picking Flair and Steamboat? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tim?
Well, Flair Steamboat was really good. Enjoyed. And it's pretty epic. And, yeah, sure. Hogan Andre was basically centered around the scoop slam heard round the world. As a matter of fact, that's what the tagline for that was. You know, the slam heard round the world. It may have culminated in that, but there was a whole lot of other things going around. And yeah, Omega said it galvanized the beginning of huge mainstream acceptance of professional wrestling. And it was not just the slam heard around the world. It was the build up to it. It was the anticipation. It was absolutely everything that was poured into it by creative, by Andre, by Hogan, by Bobby Heenan, by Vince McMahon himself. Everything that led up to it. And this one thing that happened was like, more than 1 year in the making for one thing. And it's a perfect example of telling that story in wrestling. And everybody's talking old school. Why can't they make an angle last? And when one does nowadays, people bitch, moan, cry, and complain about it and say it doesn't work and it sucks and shit like that. But then you look at stuff like Hogan and Andre and you think back, and for those of you who actually were around and remember that, have seen it live, have that memory, those of you who have seen it on like YouTube and various videos throughout time, you wind up having got caught in the entire story. And yeah, the payoff was the scoop slam. But it's what happened as a result of the buildup and not the payoff. And my vote is Hogan Andre.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I know. I tied it up.
Yeah, you tied it up. That means I have to make a pick. And I'm going to go with Flair and Steamboat. Better matches overall. That's why I'm going with them.
This next one I'm not looking forward to, though.
This next one you're not looking forward to?
No.
All right.
No.
William Regal and Daniel Bryan had great matches, too, but they never fucking feuded.
There you go.
Hey, don't be bitter. Don't be bitter.
I'm just pointing out a flaw in his logic.
Well, Mace said everything else. I didn't want to repeat.
Mace pretty much made the entire argument for why to pick
except there was a 2-month build to a single match, rather than having a bunch of halfway matches in between that time. Or having a bunch of rematches, or, oh, I have this rematch clause in my contract, or we're going to have a tag match so we can wrestle, but not really wrestle.
Yeah, Omega wasn't 2 months, it was 2 years in the making.
God.
Yeah.
Okay, I was judging from his heel turn to Mania 3.
Oh, there you go.
Don't get mad. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
So, move on.
Moving on.
Moving on. And then our next one is Raven versus Sandman taking on Samoa Joe versus Kenta Kobashi.
Now you guys know why I wasn't looking forward to this.
You want to hear what Mace had to say first?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it goes on for about 2 minutes, so here you go.
Hoi vey, this hoi. I don't want to choose either of them. I know I have to choose one of them. And this isn't as funny to do it recorded, by the way. Because this is just giving me a lot more time to sort of sit here and think, you know, what's the better feud. To be honest, and I know that it's going to throw on the whole, you're a Raven Mark thing, but I'm going with Sandman and Raven. It was just a great story. I can tell you now, this feud, the Sandman Raven one, is going to be one I'm going to be pushing through until the very fucking end. Because it's epic storytelling. Both in the ring, out of the ring, it had heartstring moments, it had great mental psychology, and to be honest, it's just absolutely brilliant. You cannot replicate this shit. You've had people trying to replicate this shit for years, and you can't get the intensity that you did out of Raven and Sandman. But on the other hand, Joe Kobashi for Ring of Honor back in that time, this was just a feud done out of respect. This was done just to see who was the best, you know, heavy hitter in, you know, Ring of Honor and whichever Japanese Federation Kobashi was representing at the time. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, they had some absolutely amazing matches. But yeah, in the end, it's going to be Raven Sandman because of the storytelling. You know, Joe Kobashi had no real story besides I respect you, you respect me, let's beat the absolute living shit out of each other. Raven and Sandman had a story of, you've taken my kids, you've taken my wife, you've taken everything away from me, so I'm going to kill you to get them back. And you felt that. So yeah, Sandman and Raven. Yeah, call me a mark if you want, but Mark. Hey, you can't disagree with a great story.
Mark. Oh, wait, we're back. Okay. that's one for Sam and Raven. Let's go to Sam.
No. Go to Omega or somebody.
All right, fine. Omega.
Raven and Sandman, because I had steak for dinner tonight. If Rock can have reasons with absolutely no backing, so can I.
You mean logic?
He's so pissed off.
I know. It's funny.
Let it go, Omega.
The feud that made the industry should not be voted out.
It was. Deal with it.
It's rigged. It's a sham.
It's a sham. It's rigged.
Fuck fucks all of these up. This is why we can't have nice shit.
Rock is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, I'm the reason we can't have nice things? Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. Even if I wasn't bitter as fuck right now.
At least he's honest, kids. At least he's honest.
No, I'd still pick Raven and Sandman because of how psychological and just how deep that storyline went. That was a hell of a feud.
now we go to Tim.
I'm still having difficulty choosing on this one, boy. I'll tell you.
Nobody cares. Pick, asshole.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. If I want your opinion, I'll give it to you.
That doesn't work around here anymore, sir.
What do you mean anymore? It never did to begin with.
You've become irrelevant.
Never have, never will.
Next greatest feud debate: Tim and Tim and Spug versus Rock and Omega.
I vote for me and Tim.
Well, yeah, fuck me you. Too. I mean, we're fucking classic. Sorry, Omega. Oh, goddamn, Raven Sandman, psychological Samoa Joe Kenta, just fucking mayhem.
Don't say mayhem on the show.
Oh, sorry. Well, yeah. I can't say jerk off podcast. It didn't quite fit properly. Well, that's okay. He's got a hormone imbalance. It's not like he's listening.
If you keep making fun of him, he's going to take his ball and go home, and then none of us will get to play.
He already took his ball and went home. He's been off for about 2 months.
Yeah.
Has he really?
Yeah. Yes.
He hasn't done a podcast in a show in 2 months?
He hasn't been, live in about 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is...
Will you fucking pick one?
God, we've stalled in everything.
Raven Sandman.
There, you feel better?
No.
My God, sit down and shut up.
I am sitting down. You shut up.
I'm going to agree with the mark.
See how easy that is.
So Raven and Sandman move on.
And the only reason that I'm going to agree with you, Mark, is because during the Raven and Sandman feud, they had the best lighting. Best lighting I've ever seen.
So you're following Omega's logic train, are you?
Far, far better than Steamboat Flair.
Next week on the show, we're going to be debating Kane versus Undertaker taking on Sabu versus Taz. And the other one is Rob Van Dam versus Jerry Lynn taking on Steve Austin versus Vince McMahon.
Okay, we all vote for Austin versus McMahon just to further piss Omega off.
You!
Oh! Got him to growl out
hold
of
on,
fuck
hold
you.
Hold on, what was the one going up against the Austin McMahon?
RVD Jerry Lynn.
Austin McMahon, by far.
Not until next week.
That's next week.
I don't give a shit. Give me a reason to piss Omega off now.
Yeah, but if you do that, then where's the payoff for next week, man? Because he'll
obviously
have burned it out of his system. No.
In the first set, if you... if you say anything disparaging about RVD, that's like insulting Madonna to a gay man. It just... He's ready
doesn't
to throw down.
Yeah. Never
I
see
swear to God, I swear to God, next week I'm just coming on here, I'm growling for 2.5 straight hours. I'm going to fucking Jericho the whole show.
So that's what...
My God, Omega just coined a phrase.
Stop.
Wow.
Shit.
Hashtag.
Omega just coined a phrase. Yeah,
anyway. We want to do quick hits now?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Let's start with Omega. Omega. One of the ideas, according to Stephanie McMahon, is WWE wants the audience to choose which side they are on for the WrestleMania main event. Are they on Team Rock or on Team Cena? So, What side are you on? Are you on Team Rock or Team Cena?
Team Yawning Hippo.
That's not one of the choices.
I wonder if I went and got a sideways smiling hippo tattoo, if anybody would know what the hell it meant. Two teeth in all. I'm so glad I don't follow her on Twitter anymore.
I will never play Hungry Hungry Hippos ever again.
And think of it the same way.
God.
So, we go Team Rock or Team Cena?
You know what? It's probably Team Cena. Much as the guy is overrated, I will support him because he will actually be around after WrestleMania. He'll not fuck off to do G.I. Joe 2.
Which is awful, by the way.
And here's the thing. Omega was pro-Rock when he first came back. You guys ruined him.
I was pro-Rock, yeah. I will admit, The Rock is a great entertainer, but you know what? He doesn't exactly have the best commitment in the world.
And what do you mean, you people?
Uh-oh, don't bring up the race card.
What do you mean, you people?
See, I knew it.
It is, hey, it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day here on the East Coast.
It's just fucked up.
Well,
I'm sorry,
I'm racist against assholes.
Aren't we all a little bit racist against assholes? But they are important. I mean, I do have to poop. We all have to. Everybody poops, Omega. Everybody needs an asshole.
God.
You're welcome.
Tim, WWE is looking for people to be on their network and stuff. Would you ever consider being the voice of the WWE network if they paid you enough money?
Oh, fuck no.
What about he's better for silent films, don't you understand, Rock?
Well, this question was written before your silent film thing. No, you wouldn't work for the WWE network? Be the voice of the WWE network?
Nah.
No? Why not?
Because I just don't want it.
Okay, Spug, today's Shane McMahon's birthday. What's your favorite Shane McMahon moment?
Either the belly-to-belly suplex through the King of the Ring banner.
The attempted through the banner.
No, it was eventually successful.
Except, after two botches and cracking Shane's skull on the ground, he had to just throw him through.
It wasn't a botch. No, he eventually belly-to-bellied him through, and then they tried it again on another one. What really happened is that the gimmicked glass was on the other side.
Yeah.
Was on the other side.
Somebody screwed
up.
Somebody got fired that night.
So
you've been dropped on your skull that many times, you'd go in a different direction too.
I would either go with the King of the Ring match with Kurt Angle, or the night that the Invasion angle started when Shane McMahon showed up on Nitro, because as a young fan at that point, I legitimately thought that both companies were going to keep running and that Shane was going to try to go up against his dad.
Okay, Mega, I'm changing the question I originally had for you because I had a conversation on Twitter and I found out that there was another birthday today. So, what is your favorite Kelly moment?
Her debut when she wasn't smart enough to take off a bra.
You know who else's birthday's today, by the way?
Who's?
Betty fucking White.
Well, Sunday. We're doing Sunday. Betty White is today on Monday.
Well, it's still Sunday for Tim.
Yeah, so Betty White's Monday.
It's Monday here. Oh, Monday. It's 12:25 a.m. It's Monday.
Oh, fine. Yeah, they're doing 2 hours on TV about her birthday. Tonight on NBC. I'm having a live birthday party for her.
Yay!
So ask that to Tim. You know, let him have the Betty White birthday. I mean, he likes to hit on younger girls.
No, Tim's question is worse. So, Tim, you're forced to be trapped in a room with either Vicky Guerrero, Chyna, or Mae Young for an entire week. Which one would you choose and why?
Colt 45.
Nope. Not one of the answers.
That's my answer.
The alcohol or the gun?
They're not choices in this matter. You have to pick one out of three.
357 Magnum.
Again, not one of the choices.
This isn't Survivor. You don't get a luxury item.
Vicky May or Chyna? Oh my god. Alright, fine, Chyna. At least she'd probably be a party.
Are you gonna snort a line of coke off her clit?
No, I was just thinking she'd have the booze with her. That's all.
And finally, Spug.
Mm-hmm.
What would Omega's porn name be?
Oh, god damn it.
What's your middle name?
Okay, show's over. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Wait, no. What's your middle name?
James.
What street did you grow up on?
Broadway.
Would be James Broadway.
That is a fucking porn name.
That is. That would work.
There you go. James Broadway is the biggest porn name. That's tremendous.
I wonder if Bitch Tits is still listening.
I don't think he is.
Hey, Bitch Tits, call in.
Because we're going to either end the show or, you know.
You fucking pussy.
Tim, you want to just call him? You have his number?
No.
We can call
no,
him?
Let's call him. Let's call him.
We're not allowed to call him, Tim?
No.
Do it!
No, if we wind up talking to him, he has to call in. We can't call her because the kids are sleeping.
Oh. Apparently we're not going to be talking to Bitch Tits tonight.
That's because Steven Stiles is a pussy. He can't back out. He can't back up when he runs his mouth off.
I'm just going to call him Pie Face from now on.
Mason, I can.
Since he's no longer listening. Let's wrap the show up.
So weird how you said that. Hey, thanks for tuning in for another load of verbal diarrhea from us on a Sunday night here. Us Talk Radio, that it cares Sunday night. Don't forget Tuesday night. Alan, would you, I can't read this, Rock.
Just read it, you know, get closer to it, you can figure it out.
Alan was a hostick.
I thought that Alan wears his wife's panties.
There you go. On KFAB Wrestling Radio on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, Harley Race will be making his KWR debut.
Don't call it KWR. Fuck up.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's not KWR.
KFAB Wrestling Radio. KFAB W Wrestling R Radio.
But nobody calls it KWR but you.
That's why.
Friday night, Tim.
The debut of some Freebird fantastic Friday night hour or whatever the fuck they want to call it.
Freebird. It's the Friday night.
Friday night free
ride.
For all. The Friday night free for all.
Friday night free ride, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 Mountain, 4 hours of 60s to 80s music.
Yeah, with a couple of boobs and a chick with a really nice rack. So tune in, they're going to be on video camera.
I don't know why anyone would want to watch two creepy old men on a video camera. But anyway, if you do...
They'll be tuning in for the chick with the nice rack. They want to see if I'm being honest and sincere, or if I'm just blowing smoke up everybody's skirts.
Saturday night, midnight is at CB Radio. Myself, Rob Parks, and Subway last night we heard Rob's story about how he, you know, got pulled over, he got pulled over by the cops on his way home from work to do the show. And if they let a guy, if he got, you know, they went into his house, he would not be with us right now. So check out the archives at wildtalkradio.com.
And of course, next Sunday night, another edition of WTR Sunday Night Roof Talk Radio here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Next Sunday night is the 22nd. Aren't we on an hour later than normal next Sunday night?
Why would we be on an hour later than normal?
Or are we at our regular time?
We're at 10 p.m. Eastern. Why would we be off?
The following week is the Royal Rumble.
Thank you. I was fishing for the exact date because I forgot what it was.
Yes, the
29th. So that being said, we're done.
Tomorrow night we might do a Raw Post show, so check us out. And two. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildtalkradio network, twitter.com/wildtalkradio, facebook.com/WTR Productions, Canadian All Pro on Twitter. Anything else, Tim?
Canadian All Pro, join the group on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/Canadian All Pro.
And go to CanadianAllPro.com.
Yeah. Oh, hey, don't forget Uberfist.
Uberfist, uberfist.com.
Yeah.
Contact Tim and you can pre-order and order Uberfist.
Yeah, a special price.
So do that. Contact Tim Stein. He's on Facebook.
Okay, we're done.
Good night.
WildTalkRadio.com.